This is an ABC podcast.
This is Neej and Footy with Sam Wykes and Tinidar Arona on ABC Radio Australia.
Ali to our Palawan listeners and welcome everyone to Neej and Footy, the undisputed champ of Pacifica footy news and stories in the rugby league and rugby union worlds. My name is Sam Wykes and alongside me is my Cook Island colleague, Tinidar Arona T.
Kia ora, Sammy. Fridays are back. It is back. Undisputed champ, eh?
There's no one to go against, so I'm just going to run with it.
But yes, we are back. Friday shows. This is a show where we keep you up to date with any news that has happened during the week. We'll go through a preview of the upcoming games. And we also have two legends in both codes. First is Totai Kefu, an unreal rugby union player. He is also reporting live from Japan.
Yep, he is from Japan.
Ex-Wallaby, ex-Queensland Red.
Just an all-round great guy.
And a great yarn too. Yeah. And we also have NRLW superstar Jillaru Sala Tongatuki, who will be joining us in 2 weeks' time because she is currently on her way to Las Vegas for next week's game.
They're in camp now and then they leave.
They head into camp.
Yep.
And then they play next Saturday so the Australian Jillaroos women's team will be playing the Great Britain team before the round one for NRL in Vegas.
And she's looking fit. So, man, she's been training every day.
Yep. So Totai Kefu will be covering the rugby union. We've got Sala on to cover the rugby league. But then we also have, what do we have? We've got a new segment.
Oh, a new segment. Yes, we're going to choose a squad, a Pacifica squad, our Neesian footy squad, and then choose an all-star.
13
and 15
at the end of
at the end of the year.
And then we've also got our own tipping comp.
Tipping comp's
which
back.
We finish off with. But let's start with the footy news.
Hello guys, it's Cassie Staples here from the Cronulla Sharks team, and you're listening to Neesian Footy.
All right, Sammy, in rugby league, I'm going to start with some positive news. We have a few players that have signed extensions. So, Cronulla Sharks, Oregon Kalfusi has signed an extension to the end of 2027. Also, for the Warriors, Adam Pompey has also signed to the end of 2027. And our good friend who we mentioned on Monday, who scored two tries for the Bulldogs in the preseason challenge, Jeffro Ratu Rinakama.
That's the man, the Fijian winger.
To 2027 and has been promoted to the top 30 in this year's NRL.
With the Bulldogs.
Man, you mentioned him over the last year or two and seeing him develop and you playing a role. How proud were you when you heard the news?
I was so pumped for him and his family just because it's one of those stories where someone's opinion of him in the rugby union circles just said, nah, I don't rate him. I can't see it. And I'm thinking, how can you not see it? He's 6'2". He's a Fijian winger. He can finish. And he's 16. Like, you're riding him off now. But to see him just work hard, and that's all we ever spoke about was preparation and performance. Preparation and performance. You worry about those two things, and you're going to stack the odds in your favor to get where you want to go. It's not guaranteed, but there's a lot of work, and just keep your head down, keep going. And he's just applied that. But it's to his own credit. He had that by nature anyway. It was just more
the way that he was raised.
Yeah, the way that he was raised. Like, he was always going to work hard and keep his head down. So it was nothing new, but it's just, you know, we were just able to have those conversations. Very shy kid. I rang him and he's like, oh, he? And then I was like, no, honestly, bro, how does it feel? And he goes, oh, it's pretty mad, eh? giggling. And his mum is proud, but look, we will get him on the show, but I think I need to give him another 12 months of just opening up to his teammates and learning how to talk and be comfortable in front of a group. But it is rewarding news for him and his family.
No, that's awesome news. And, you know, there's a lot of potential there. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how he develops in the game. You know, end of 2027, that's 3 years to, you know, really get an understanding of the game of rugby league. And being a winger, there's a lot of detail as well that you have to learn.
So, exactly.
All the best, brother. And, you know, we're all proud of you on behalf of Nijin Footy. Congratulations.
Yep.
And in some sad news, the Tongan fisherman, the Cronulla Sharks winger, Sione Katoa, he had an injury in the first Sharks trial. Shoulder reconstruction he had.
Oh, no way.
He misses 4 to 5 months of this season. So we wish him all the best in his recovery, and we hope that he comes back.
Big blow?
Bigger.
Big blow for the Sharkies?
Who they got there? They've got... They do have some depth.
They got depth there? Okay.
But they would, Cronulla Sharks wouldn't want to lose many more players.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially someone like Sione Katoa,
who brings
who scores a lot of tries and brings that bit of X factor. Even as carries off the back fence, they will be missed for the start of the season for the Sharkies. And I think missing round one, he'll be more burning about missing round one in Vegas. Now, I'm going to pick one team for this upcoming preseason trial, or sorry, one game that my... round of the weekend.
Is it preseason challenge? Is that what's happening?
NRL preseason challenge.
Okay, yep.
And so the four teams that are going to Las Vegas, they've already played their two games.
Okay.
So this will be the last trial before teams start preparing for round one. So in last week, we've seen a lot of teams with their reserve grade players resting a lot of their superstars, where this game, they put out some big players, big names. So we've got the Broncos versus the Bulldogs. Now, for the Broncos, we've got Reece Walsh at fullback, Tongan Katoni Staggs at centre. They've also got their new signing, Ben Hunt, who's come from the Dragons. He'll pair up with Adam Reynolds. But then in the pack, you've got Payne Huss, Jordan Rickey, and Pat Carrigan. The thing with that I'm keen to see is that, Broncos had a disappointing 2024 season. They had a disappointed 2024 season. Now with the new coach, with Madge there, this will be the first time that they get to see or respond to last season, how they've worked through pre-season, the things that they've put together. But I'm keen to see just the attitude, how they turn up to the first pre-season. You spoke about the Brumbies in Fiji and how they went into round one with that discipline.
Discipline and the head coach leading from the front, as I said, like those little things matter because you set the tone from the top down.
Yep.
And that's where you get your standards, and everyone knows Madge, he's got steel about him. And so hopefully we see that hardened edge from the Bronx.
Well, because they're coming up against the Bulldogs. Now the Bulldogs are putting out one of their strongest 17 as well, or 13. You got Stephen Crichton, the skipper, Samoan superstar. He will be at centre. They've got their new recruit from the Warriors, Fijian Marcelo Montoya. Matt Burden will be at 6. And we've got another Fijian at back row, Viliami Kikau. And then off the bench, another Fijian with Jeffro Ratu Rinakama.
Oh, that's why he's on the bench, eh? So after his two tries last week. Okay. Well, this will be a good test for him up against that red-hot Broncos team you've just mentioned. So as a young 18-year-old, no better way to test yourself.
Well, one thing I know about the Bulldogs is that when I go in there for my role at the RLPA, you just sense this energy in that playing group where they've really created a bond, and you've seen the way that they played during 2024, how they all worked hard for one another. So I think this game could be a big one this weekend. Broncos v Bulldogs. We may speak about that one on Monday.
Perfect.
Now, on last Monday, Sammy, we spoke about my predictions for the 2025 season. We've gone through, how many teams have we gone through? We've gone through 13 teams. I've got 6 left.
Yep.
So I will be naming my 6th, 5th, and 4th place prediction for this season. Now, at 6th place, look, it hurts for me to put them here. I wish I could even raise them even higher. There will be some questions.
Yeah, there's plenty of questions.
Plenty of people. But I've got my beloved Sydney Roosters, red, white, and blue, at number 6. Now, last year they did finish 3rd, but they've had some huge losses. And
did they finish 3rd last year?
They finished 3rd, on the ladder.
Okay, there you go.
Huge losses. Joseph Suoli'i, Jared Weir-Hargreaves, Joseph Manu's head overseas. Luke Carey, Satili Tupou-Niua, and also Terrell May.
That's some experience. And who's replacing those names?
Mark Nawanganitawase.
Well, there's a good one. There's a Fijian. Yep, Fijian and Italian.
Reports are that they could be looking at starting him at centre.
Okay. Is that a hard place to defend for someone that's still very new to the game?
It is. Oh, great question. I think it may be a better position for him to play there than winger.
Oh, okay.
Winger, a bit more isolated. You've also got to take those first carries to get them on the front foot. With centre, you may get a bit more early ball in attack, where you've got the winger as an option. So,
and you know what his strength is? And I saw him do it on the week last weekend's trial. He's very good at holding his feet, bouncing to the outside, and skipping out and getting that offload away. So you're probably right, T. In attack and defence, that could be a home for him.
And they can still put the crossfield kicks over to him, and he can jump up. They also got Chad Townsend from the Cowboys. But you still look at the names that they have in their team. James Tedesco, Angus Crichton, Spencer Leniu. They've still got some big depth there. Connor Watson as well. They've got a number of their Roosters Academy players starting to break through. I do hope they are successful as always, but I'm keen to see how they go with the departing players. But if you know the Roosters, they've always got a card in their back pocket.
They do.
So I've got them at six, and these two teams, I switched them back and forward a number of times, and I've actually switched these. Looking back and looking over the trials, I put Dragons Wooden Spoon. And I'm like, man, why did I do that? You look at their squad. I'm like, yeah, I don't think they'll finish at the bottom. But you said that I could change.
Well, I was going to wait till
all of them now.
But you've gone early on me here. But I will. I think it's such a tough task to predict just on paper without seeing any type of form. And now that you'll see a couple of the trial form and the Dragons, they might look better than what you anticipated.
Yep.
The Roosters might not look as good as you would like them to be. So after you do your predictions, before round one, I'll allow you on Monday, actually, before you go to Vegas.
Yep.
Yep. So
yep.
Have a think, and then you can change it around.
All right. Well, at fifth place, I've got the Broncos. After a disappointing 24 season, finishing 12th, Broncos made the grand final the year before. And then the last year, they go on and not even make the top eight. They only lost three players that were probably outside of their top 17 when Tristan Saylor mentioning, speaking of Tristan Saylor.
Sorry, get that out again.
Tristan
Saylor, yep.
He has made a huge statement in the Super League, scoring four tries, two try assists for the St. Helens at, I think he's playing 5-8. They won their first game, I think it was 82-0.
I did see that.
Yeah. So Tristan Saylor's absolutely killing it over there. Broncos have also lost Jordan Pereira and Corey Yates. But I think the change of coach comes with some positive signs. He brings a new culture. Michael Maguire seems to have already stamped his authority over the preseason, stopping the boys from training shirtless.
I would have loved that rule, just quietly.
But when you've got players like Reece Walsh, Pat Carrigan, Katoni Staggs, and Payne Huss, you add the new recruit, Ben Hunt, you'd be silly not to think that they would at least be around the top four. So I do have them at fifth. We'll see how they go early in the season. And at fourth place, I have the Manly Sea Eagles, one of my new favourite teams.
I'm expecting big things as well.
You know why they're one of my new favourite teams?
Because all the boys love you there now.
Because after we had Michael Falalo on, a couple of weeks ago, I got a couple of texts from the Manly Seagull boys, Josh Aluai and Gordon Chan Kum Tong, and they go, bro, I love your podcast. And both separate messages, I go, what's going on here? And then I was just asked Gordon, I go, hey, where did you listen to the show? And then he's like, oh, no, we all carpool home and we've got your radio show in the car.
The boys.
So that my new favorite, one of my new favorite teams.
Every other app must have not been working.
I've got them on at fourth for this year. They did finish seventh, but I actually like the brand of footy that they play. You know, being a Rooster fan, there's always been a rivalry, but over the years, you know, they've grown on me. So the way that, you know, they move the ball with Daly Cherry Evans, they've got a strong Pacific presence in Josh Aluai-Gordon, I mentioned. Also, Toa Fofoa Sipley, Taniela Paseka, Lehi Hopewadi, and big Haumole Olakuatu, and I can name a few more. They've also actually got Siwa Tokiaho coming back.
He's there at Manly.
Yeah, he come back from the French team, the Catalans, in the Super League, and now he's he's actually made a big influence at the club just with his presence and the way that he leads the young boys there. So, yeah, them names with the Trbojevic brothers as well. There is plenty to be excited about.
I'm actually with you when you're just explaining why you have grown to love Manly. I'm with you. They've got a lot of likeable players. I love the fact there's heaps of our Pacifica players in there.
Yep.
And when we spoke to young Anthony Large as well, just hearing, getting a bit of a peek behind the curtains of what it was like for a young boy to come in there and be amongst those players. And, of course, I listened to our show. So, tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick.
So, that's my second team. Bulldogs number one, Manly number two for me.
There you have it. Well, I will come back on Monday with my top three for this season. But there you have my fourth, fifth, and sixth place and all the rugby league news. Rugby union, what we got, Sammy?
Oh, well done, T. As I said, you choose them and then I'll give you an opportunity on Monday to reshuffle if you need to.
But before I go, remember, you can hear NRL games live on ABC Radio Australia, including next week's round one NRL games in Las Vegas.
Vegas, perfect, perfect. Awesome work, T. Let's head over to Rugby Union. I don't want to take up too much of the Rugby Union space since we've got King Geffel coming on, which is perfect. Can't wait to talk to that bloke. He is the man. I pinch myself. You know, it's like when your childhood idol.
Yeah.
Come on, you talk to him like, yeah, we're mates. Now I can call him my mate. Not sure if he calls me his mate, but anyway, that's all good on my end. Hey, but we'll start off with, again, positive news around Lakpi Samoa with the Manusina Women's Sevens program. Australian High Commissioner Will Robson was there with Samoan rugby officials to announce funding and development for women and girls across all of Samoa, from grassroots school level into the seniors.
How good.
That's amazing news. They're in the World Cup this year. I know they've talked about Manusina for the sevens, but Fiji and Samoa in the 15s World Cup this year, but their Manusina sevens team are going well. And we always love that development pathway from the islands to be able to showcase their talents on the big stage. So,
did they announce how much funding?
Nah, not that. They didn't announce that bit. Hopefully it's a lot of tala.
Hey, and let's make sure that funding goes
if you're
to,
listening, goes to the program.
To the program.
All right, to the program.
Big picture. The growth.
Allegedly,
of the
there's
women's.
All alligator. Yeah, anyway, I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but we would, as my friend suggests, please make sure it goes to those programs and development. Yeah, so that's good news for the women's and girls across Samoa. Again, as we said, that representation matters. And with Penina Pacifica coming into potentially Super W next year, again, there's another pathway for them to go many different avenues, which is Penina Pacifica is made up of Samoan and Tongan women.
Is it just Samoa and Tonga?
Just Samoa and Tonga, which is cool, which we'd love to, because the Drua have their team already. So
no, don't worry about the Cook Islands. We don't want to play.
Oh, sorry. To all our Cook Island listeners.
Wow.
Hey, let me do some campaigning. We'll be right. We'll get it.
Don't worry. Oh. Is it Ashley Masters?
Yeah, Ash Masters.
Yeah, that's why she's playing for Australia.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Hey, she's a weapon. We'll get her on soon too. And we'll talk about the Drua side this week. They lost to the Brumbies last week and they take on the Hurricanes. 15 changes to this side. We'll go through with the great man. Later on in the show and just see, get an understanding, unpack that, why you would have so many changes.
Do you think the Drua because he's made so many changes that he maybe missed the opportunity to lock down that first win against who they played last week?
The Brumbies.
The Brumbies. Oh, it's at home as well.
It's one of those ones, isn't it? Like, you know, the Brumbies take a gamble by not taking, I think, 8 Wallabies. Only 2 of them were injured potentially, and their gamble paid off. You know, playing their youngsters inexperienced from, and we'll talk with Kefu as well, but, you know, Glenn Jackson, their head coach for the Drua, he had a train of thought where they were going to have 2 separate teams. You know, as in, like, you know, because it's a long, they had a long preseason, 18 weeks of preseason, and they didn't get too much time to train as a 15 because some were over with the Fijian side on the spring tour. And when they came back, there was already a side training and working. So he wanted to try out combinations. They had a chance to win the game. It's not like they were out of it. Like, they had 2 yellow cards. They were up at halftime, 12 minutes to go. They're in front.
Yeah.
But it let slip. So, yes, it's an opportunity in hindsight. But I love the fact that he, you know, a new coach has come in and that's how direction that he wanted. But it just didn't quite come off this time. But in saying that, they've only won 1 game on the road since 2023.
Yeah, I'm just thinking tactically, would you go
strongest? Yeah.
That way, get the early win, because you know what it's like when
I know team exactly, loses. Yeah.
And then if they lose the second one, and then those habits start to creep in, it makes it harder.
You know
what?
You know, it's funny you say that. We had, like, there was a period there when I was at the Western Force where the Western Force never won the first game of the competition. It took us 10 years to do that.
Yeah.
And so within that time, there was such an emphasis on winning round one because it's the longest prep you have. And it was a really deflated feeling. And it was a knock-on effect.
Mm.
But then when we did finally win the first game of the season, yours truly was skipper against the Waratahs in Sydney.
How did that go?
Yeah, and we went and lost the next 7. So I got no idea.
No, but you think Craig Bellamy.
Yeah,
look, has at Melbourne Storm. Hasn't lost round one in like forever.
I know.
And it just sets the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got all that pressure off your back. The players like, oh, well, everything that happened in preseason has worked. Round one, we're off to a beauty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Either way, well, hopefully they bounce back. And I love the draw. I love the look. They've got some good depth there. So once their combinations hit, they'll be on fire. For Moana Pacifica, just the one change. So Tana Umanga has backed his starting 15, and we will see outside back Filippo come onto the bench in the 23 jersey to potentially make his debut.
See, I love that from Tana. Just building consistency, building it builds team chemistry. The more games that they play together, the more they get to understand one another. You can only learn so much on the training field, but in the games, when you're under pressure, that's where you find out who your real teammates are. So great work from Tana. I like that.
I'm with you on that. I think cohesion and that connection, which everyone speaks about, but especially for, I believe, Pacific Island culture, that's massive, that enjoyment, being around each other. But I think that's important for Moana Pacifica. We wish Moana all the best against the Reds this week, who come off the bye. They had round one bye. And they have, and the Reds, man, they have plenty of Pacifica talent in a very strong lineup. You know, Seth Fa'angase, he will start at loosehead. Richie Asiata, I think that's, what's the Asiata that played?
John Asiata.
Yeah, that's his brother.
Is it?
Yeah, younger brother. Seto Uru's at blindside, and it's good to see Hunter Paisami back in the 12 jersey as well. Some PNG representation. Zane Nongo will come off the bench for the Reds. The Tars have the bye this week, and I believe the game of the round will be the Chiefs versus the Crusaders. And I think that will be a blockbuster, and it's good to see the Crusaders get their round one win against the Canes last week. So that'll be my game of the round for that one, T. And I think that's it for rugby union, because I don't want to spoil the party for...
That's it for now.
For now.
And then we're going to get to
King
Totai Kefu.
That's the one.
To cover our rugby union for last weekend, this weekend coming. But next up, we have our new segment. We don't know how this is going to go, but we'll give it a crack.
Yeah, like everything we do, just have a crack.
Let's go.
Well, everyone, this is Kevin Angama from the Fiji Butty, and you're listening to Nizhen Footy.
All right, for now, the name is Cord of the segment. Nizhen Footy All-Stars, Nizhen Footy Team of the Year.
Yes.
So each week, Sammy will pick from League.
Yep.
I'll pick from League, you'll pick from Union.
Yep.
We'll add them to our squad to then choose a starting team of the year by the end of 2025. It will be an all-star lineup.
Yeah, absolutely, T. This is going to be tough because, yeah, we're going back and forth on how we would do this. Do we choose one each week? Do we choose each position each week? But I feel like if one gets injured, then we don't see him again. They can't be in the team of the year if they play one good game and miss the rest of the season for whatever reason. So they've got to have starred in the past week or month, and we'll put it into like a depth chart,
yep,
of players, and then we could end up with 30 or whatever players. So it doesn't have to be one. You could say there's three standouts this week. They're going into my squad.
Well, you're going to pick a few a week.
Yeah, maybe. Depends.
So this list at the end of the year could be 50.
Well, that's it. So you're like the GM of the club. You got to manage your roster. You know what I mean? So you're like, you're almost like a super coach, but a bit different.
All right.
For us. So that's how we would do it. And I think I will kick it off this week. Should I? Am I kicking it off?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, I'll go first because we did round one.
I'll go League on the All-Stars game.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I'll do that. So my pick for Rugby Union this week, I picked two Fijians this week based on last week's performance. I want to go from the Highlanders, Fijian inside centre, Tava Tava Nawai. Have you seen him before? He's sort of like a Micah Sivo, but shorter and wider.
No, I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen him? Thanks for watching Rugby Union over the weekend too. But Jamie Joseph, he chose him as his vice captain, the Highlanders, and normally a winger. Try-scoring machine on the wing. He was at Moana Pacifica in the first year, and then he was on the wing last year for the Highlanders. They've moved into inside centre. And the way that they used him, I thought was so smart and just elevated his game, because I'm just thinking he's just going to be a battering ram. Yeah, he's just going to truck it up, draw defenders in, and they'll get some width out wide because they've shortened the defensive line because it's taken four blokes to try and pull him down. He was standing in the pocket off a scrum, 50-22, kicked it.
He kicked it.
I was like, no way. I've never seen this guy kick. And he kicked more than once. So I thought, wow, this guy has added a string to his bow. That impressed me. So he's going in my depth chart.
What's his name again?
Tava Tava Nawai.
Tava Tava Nawai.
Yes, Nawai. And look out for him for this week. So he's a potential. It is in there. He's on my list as a number 12.
Highlanders inside centre.
Inside centre. And number 8 for the Fijian drawer, Thanakai Vata. Man of the match on the weekend. His ball carries really got the draw on the front foot. And I think he is going to be one of the best number 8s in the competition this year.
Yes, big call, Sammy.
That's a massive call. So I'm going with those two to go into my all-star squad to potentially see if they make my final 15.
Well, Sammy, in Rugby League, we had the All-Stars game last week. We also had the NRL preseason challenge. I'm going to pick a player I spoke about on Monday. He's had a tough past 18 months, and he now plays at the Parramatta Eels at halfback. I thought the way that he controlled the game, he set up a few nice plays that led to tries, and his name is Ronald Volkman at halfback.
Really?
I put him in there, yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I like it.
Really nice touches, really impressed me, but also just the way that he came back from, you know, that tough situation that he was in. But then the way that he played the game, and I just love the style of the tempo, taking the ball right into the line, looking out the back, hitting Kelmatui Langi for a try. So Ronald Volkman,
I like that. I love that comeback
story.
And
then I have another Samoan. He scored the match winner for the New Zealand Maoris in the All-Stars game, a young gun for the New Zealand Warriors. I've got Jacob Laban. He'll be joining my team because he scored that match winner against the Indigenous team, won the All-Stars game through his try, just being in the right place at the right time, kept his feet moving, scored the try. All the Māori players jumped on and they just celebrated. So because of that try, they won that game, and he'll be joining my team.
He'll be joining that in your Jacob overall Laban squad.
And Ronald Volkman.
Perfect. Well, I like it. And just to, you know, reiterate to our listeners, they're in the squad, but doesn't mean they're going to make our final 13 or 15. We're just building a nice all-stars squad, and we'll, I can't wait. This is going to be, yeah.
This will be fun.
This will be over the salary cap for sure for both teams.
Well, Sammy, we're going to our Tongan legend, not yourself, King Totai Kefu. Let's go.
The Rugby Union Preview.
Kefu! Totai Kefu!
With Totai Kefu.
Yes, each week we're joined by a giant of Australian and Pacifica rugby. He represented the Wallabies 60 times and coached the Ikaletahi for 7 years. He is back now in Japan coaching and back for Nisian Footy Fridays. Let's clap him in. He is back, first time, 2025.
Welcome
the great
back.
Totai Kefu. Kefu, welcome back.
Good morning, boys. Hey, happy new year. Very glad to be back. Looking for a towards a really ripper of a year, eh?
Oh, we're keen to have you. And just before we get back into, I guess, our rugby chat, we had some feedback from our Samoan listeners last season, and they told me, I have to say your whole last name. I can't drop the U for an S because that's sort of a swear word in Samoan when you say Kefs. So they would say, you just got to make sure for our listeners that I've got to say it. So I'm just going to go King Kefu. That's it.
King Kefu, Big Totai.
That's it. All right. So just.
Yeah, I've heard that as well, actually.
Yeah, because every time he's like, yeah, Big Kefu. Yeah. They were like, Guz, you got to stop saying that. But anyway, we've got that out of the way. But Japan, last few months, you've had Quade Cooper, Willie Genya there. How is Kintetsu going?
Well, at the moment, we're going really well. We've won the last three games, but it was a tough start for us. We didn't win a game until our fourth game of the season, so there was quite a stressful couple of weeks there. There was a lot of finger pointing and a lot of blaming. But
whose direction?
Well, there's a lot of people. A lot of people pointing fingers at everyone else. So we got through that period. It was tough. It was actually quite a tough period, but thankfully we're on the other side of that.
Ah, you found some form. I'm looking at you, mate. You've got a jumper on. You've got the hoodie on. You've got your arms folded. It must be cold over there. Are you missing home?
The brizzy weather.
I talk to my mates all the time and they're in the pool or at the beach. It's been snowing here the last couple of days off and on, so it is freezing here at the moment. I think the highest it gets up to is about 5 and then regularly drops down to 0 overnight.
Any games in snow or training in the snow?
I'm sure there would be up north. I haven't seen any games yet on TV in the snow, but it's been cold. Everyone's wearing skins, of course, as you would know.
Hey, we've heard some news. I'm not sure if you crossed it over there, but around Joey Manu as well. He might be coming back to the Roosters. His time in Japan, that's what they're saying, that he's not loving it as much as probably he thought of. Like, is there anything around there you've heard around Joey Manu?
No, I haven't actually. I know the team's not going too well. They've only won the one game out of 6 or 7, I think, they've played.
Oh, wow.
And they're, I think they're third last from the bottom. So they're in the relegation area on the table. And they've invested a lot of money into that program. They've pretty much got All Blacks, ex-All Black coaches. They've got a string of, I've seen Michael Cooper, Hooper's there now. So, yeah, they're a team that's struggling. So maybe he's not enjoying it as much as he would like.
Yeah, me and Sammy were talking a couple of weeks ago about players that go over to Japan or England, and sometimes those higher profile players don't perform as well. But then you'd be surprised by some players that do go over that maybe don't play the best in Super Rugby or NRL, and then they go and excel overseas. Is there any players over there that you've, that's caught your eye or quite surprised you from the way they've performed in the season so far?
Well, probably the other way around, T. There's a lot of foreigners over here. Joey Manu's be a good example, but there's some a heap of Springboks and All Blacks who aren't playing well. You know, they're being paid a lot of money, but the teams aren't performing as well as they should be. And Toyota's definitely one of them. So that could be a big culture shock for them. You know, just not enjoying the environment, or just totally different environment and culture for them. So that's tough. But yeah, there's a lot. But then on the other hand, there are a lot of players playing really well.
Yeah, that's that 11 a.m. kickoff sometimes when it's freezing and you're not going well, and you know full well the Japanese coaching staff, whoever's around the kantoku, is blaming all the foreigners if you're losing. Trust me on that. I know that all too well. But let's get into Super Rugby season. Hey, what did you make of the first round? Because in my opinion, I said it was probably the best round of Super I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, look, I to tell you the truth, I think this might be one of the most even Super Rugby competitions ever. As you probably seen, all the Australian teams won, which was fantastic, and I think all of them won in the last minute. So, look, I think I've got high expectations for those Australian teams. The Reds haven't played yet, but there's massive hype around the Reds at the moment. You know, you just being an old Reds player, you would rather them play that down a little bit, but there's big expectations of them. And I know Les Kiss and his team, there's pressure on them to perform, and you know, they would expect a top four finish this year. But the rest of the games, wow, what a first round. And to tell you the truth, I don't know who's going to win. And I certainly think most of the Australian teams are a good chance for a top four.
Well, Sammy's given our predictions on Drua and the Moana. I'll start with the Drua. What do you expect from them this year?
Well, I definitely expect them to challenge a top four. I was a bit surprised with the team that Jacko picked last week, and the Brumbies did very well to win. It's, as you know, it's not easy to win in Suva or Fiji. But look, I think there's some positive signs there. I think, look, they've got the Hurricanes this week. Jack has made, I think he's made about 13 to 15 changes. And I think the key to them is the halves. You know, Frank Lomani comes back with Armstrong, Ravula. Those two were sensational last year. And if they can stay on the park this year, they can definitely challenge that top four spot.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because we were talking before just around Jacko's selection. So he actually went in with two different teams for preseason, so round one team and a round two team. So that's why there were 15 changes. And obviously it's the same what Bernie Larkin did with the Brumbies, you know, leaving some Wallabies at home. Some were injured, but some were just, yeah, no, we're not going to take you over there. You're just cotton wool for the week, an extra bit of a break. And Bernie Larkin, he was wearing like a long sleeve jumper there, you know, in the heat, because you could. I was like, mate, is this strategic? You know, you just being front and center, he just gave that little wink. And so you could tell they had that mindset of like, the heat is not going to affect us, you know, yeah, mentally.
Did they even know it was the first round? Maybe they still thought it was trials, because they both kind of had two B ish teams on the field. But well done on Bernie. To get that win with the team he had. And even this week, he's been able to bring, I think, six Wallabies back into the team, ready for the Force this week. So well done to Bernie. I thought it was a great win last week.
Yeah, some guys really stood up for that team. But, you know, when you speak about round one, it's the longest build-up, longest prep that you have for a game, and then you get into the season, then you have your six-day or seven-day turnarounds, whatever it is. What's your thoughts on that? Like, especially with the format of Super, it's a bit of a sprint, so you want to get off to a good start. Like, would you have just gone straight in with your strongest team?
Yeah, look, my mindset's always been to play your best team regardless. And then if players get injured or fall by the wayside, okay, no problem, next person in line. But the big competitions around, like the top 14 and the Premiership, go for so long. They play something like 40 games. You've got to be able to have a squad mentality where you can use 25 to 30 players. But, look, certainly for me, Yeah, look, my mind's changing now, especially with Super. It's still a sprint, but you've got to be able to rest, I think, some key players at times, I think.
And we mentioned the Moana. They had a big start to the season. What were your thoughts on the Moana?
Oh, they were awesome. Jeez, they were unlucky. What Donaldson scored in the last bloody, what, in the 83rd or
26 second. Phases. You wouldn't, yeah, no way. I haven't seen that before, not after 26 phases.
No, that's unbelievable. And the first 20 phases were in there 30 metres,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it was going nowhere.
From his own half. Like, look, I feel sorry for Moana because they really targeted that game. They've got some new coaching staff, you know, Lala Mapasua's in there coaching the backs. Soakai, Lander Soakai, who's coached under me before, he's doing the defence. They got a monster pack. It's pretty easy to see how they're going to play teams this year, which is fantastic. I think you have a big pack, you win collisions. Look, they're going to have a really good year. They were unlucky against the Force. You know, I think the Force got out of jail there, but I'm really expecting a massive year from the Moana. Geez, that little winger, Taumafalau, he started off. He's going to have a breakout year this year, I reckon.
Yeah, Kyren Taumafalau, like, he was amazing. The try that he scored when he had so much work to do to bust over that line just close quarters. He's only skinny, but he looks strong. With the Moana, I said to T as well, one of their probably the challenges they're going to have is around line-out time, and I feel like that's probably what the difference was defensively and in attack. In attack, they only completed 77%, and those two more tries they let in, like, they were pretty soft when you look at it. But knowing that that's going to be a challenge all year, how do you cater for that? Are you quick tapping? Are you scrumming, because their scrum was dominant?
Yeah, well, I think that's the first thing I noticed was the more defense. Look, they need to shore that up because the Reds, more, they were number one last year, I think, in the Maul area. So I know Zane Hilton, who's the forwards coach for the Reds, he's a Maul master. So they'll be definitely targeting that area. Look, I think if it gets too hard, just sack. You know, go back to the old days and just sack them. Nothing wrong with that.
What a sack
but
me?
That's an area they need to shore up.
I'll get Kefu. Can you explain to my league friend over here what sacking means? In our league audience.
Sorry. So when they catch the ball in the line out and they come down with the ball, basically just take them straight to ground, like a judo throw, and you trip them over your leg and sack them to ground.
Oh, so they don't create the maul.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of all contests, they just bring them straight to ground.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal. You've got to do it. You got to do it straight away. You can't do it early while they're still in the air. That's a penalty. So when their feet hit the ground, the timing's right before they set. And because if you don't get it right and they've set them all you're doing is just you're clutching at this. You're pulling for no reason, and you get found out. You get found out pretty quick.
Oh, there you go. You learn something new every day.
I've attempted lots of sacks where I've actually just fallen to the ground myself and haven't got anyone with me.
So. Oh, that's the worst. Oh, they just go over the top of you. They just stamp on you over the way in, just like, you know, this is coming up in the review. Yeah. But, so they're playing the Reds this week. The Reds are coming. They had the bye round one. They're travelling from Perth to Queensland, Moana Pacifica. How do you see this one play? Because it's a pretty strong team Reds have put out there.
You know, the Reds, like I said before, there's a lot of hype around the Reds. They got something like 13 Wallabies in the team, and they've been talking it up as well, and rightly so. They're a team on the up, and I'd be disappointed if they didn't make the top four. So this is going to be huge for Moana. If they can compete, play the way they want to play, and it's pretty simple. You know, they're going to use their forwards to be direct and win collisions, and then they're going to use the width. So it's going to be a tough game, but you know what? I'm going to back Moana here. I think just with the one game already under their belt, I think they might win in a close one.
We did see the other three Australian teams win over the last weekend in round one. Out of the four Aussie teams, which I had to look at you then saying, Sammy,
yeah,
it's four.
I'm loving that you're across some detail here, too.
Out
honestly.
Of the four Aussie teams, which do you think is best placed?
Look, I really think the Brumbies have been consistent over the last, ever since the competition started. That's going to be no different. They're going to be they're going to be really tough again. They've got a really good squad, good coaching group. And the good thing I love about the Brumbies, they just go about their business. There's no fanfare. They kind of slip under the radar.
Always slip under the radar, and yet they're the best Aussie team consistently.
Exactly. No one's talking about them, and every year that happens. Whereas the Reds have come out with a little bit of hype in the media saying, you know, we're going to do this. They got 13 Wallabies. They've strengthened their squad with the demise of the Rebels. I think Brumbies are going to be – I seriously think one of the Aussie teams can win the competition this year, and probably Brumbies is best placed.
I noticed you didn't mention the Tars with Suoli'i.
He hates the Tars, kid.
Hates, there you go.
No, I'm joking. I'm not going
to – Rob Liotta.
It is a strong team if they get the ball rolling. But
the Tongan Thor.
There's
a few names there.
They're the three teams that I think could really challenge the top four. Like I said, I don't think the Blues will win this year. I think it's going to be a really even competition. It's exciting times for Super Rugby. The crowds are up. Ratings are up. There's a bit of a buzz around the Lions later this year. I think this could be one, like I said, this could be one of the most even Super Rugby competitions ever. And certainly those three teams, Brumbies, Reds and Waratahs, they've all got good chances to make the top four.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's going to be an exciting finish to the year when it does come there. Across the ditch in New Zealand, I feel like this could be the game of the round, the Chiefs versus the Crusaders. What did you make of both their performances on the weekend, and who do you think takes this one?
Yeah, look, both had good wins last week. I thought the Chiefs played really well, and they've kind of changed the way they played a bit, the Chiefs, I reckon. I think the Chiefs will win that against the Crusaders. How about that young fullback, the young halfback that came on and scored three tries for the Crusaders last week? That was unbelievable. But, look, I think the Chiefs will win that one.
Hey, Sammy has been dropping some news, some rumours.
I just keep my ear low to the ground. I just hear a couple of murmurs.
And he brought up potentially the new Wallabies coach this year. Have you heard these same rumours, or you know, who would you like to be? Who would you
from
like to
your
see?
Neck of the woods up north in the Queensland area? That's where a lot of sound is coming from.
Who would you like to see as the next Wallabies coach?
Oh, geez, I think Bernie Larkin deserves a chance to be. I've heard Les Kiss is a good chance, but being a Reds fan, I would rather him stay with the Reds and finish what he started. You know, this is only his second year and he's got another year on his tenure. And I certainly think Bernie Larkin's had some overseas experience. He's been with the Brumbies for a long time. He's, as a player, he's been there, done that. I think he deserves it out of everyone that's been mentioned.
Our thoughts align. That's exactly what I've heard. It could be Les Kiss, and considering some of the Reds that are continuing to re-sign long-term deals, is that part of the factor and why I think that way? Yes, but I'm with you in terms of I would love to see Bernie Larkin. No matter what side he has had, he's always had some type of success, and I'd love to see a past player who's worn the fabric before, you know, bring that that history back into the jersey.
And an Australian.
An Australian. and then we'll bring the great Totai Kefu back. He'll be in there. He'll be on the junket. He'll be there, part of the coaching staff.
Oh, we love a junket.
We love a junket. T's off to Vegas next week, so you won't see him. So he's on a junket.
And I heard that you were in Suva last week, Wakesy.
Oh, yeah, well, I was on that junket. Yeah.
I was going to say I'll see you next Friday, but I'll actually be in Vegas here. So perfect. Won't be seeing you next Friday. We'll be having Tupo Sopoanga.
Tupo Sopoanga will be on. So we'll be joined by him with some hard-hitting questions. But Kefu, I'm always thinking I'm going to say the one with the S. But anyway, King Kefu, it's a pleasure to have you back on, mate. And we look forward to talking to you every Friday on Nijin Footy Fridays.
Pleasure to be back, boys.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Knockout tipping time.
All right, our first knockout tipping round for 2025. A reminder, I took the title last year, Sammy.
Oh, what do I owe you? Well, we need to go for lunch.
You couldn't tip a rugby game to save yourself. So, did you shout me lunch?
Nah, not yet. I've got to sort out the tattoo, which I'll make sure that's ready for you, for us. when you get back from Vegas. I've got to take us out to lunch and potentially, I'm buying a jersey. So whatever, is that what our...
What, this year?
This year?
Well, to remind all our listeners, each week we pick one team from each code and we can't pick them again.
That's
until
right.
We've picked every team in the Super Rugby or NRL.
And it could restart.
But... And then it restarts. But at the end, we keep a tally, a score, and at the end of the year, the team with, or the person with the lowest points loses knockout tipping round.
Okay.
So you have to be tactical because, yeah, you don't know who's playing when. If we pick one team now, we won't be able to pick them until we pick all the other teams again.
So are we waiting for rugby league? Are we waiting until round one for Vegas? Should we just look ahead for that one and then add it to the tally for the Friday after?
Yeah, let's go Super Rugby this week.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to...
Vegas.
I'll give you my Vegas one now because I don't want Tupo, Supuanga we'll have on. I
don't, you don't want him to pick for you?
I don't want him to pick for me. So,
you're not competitive at all.
That's what we're doing now.
All right, let's do it.
And the loser has to buy the winner a jersey, any rugby league or rugby union jersey of their choice.
All right, perfect, done. That's a good I like that one.
I just got that off Tota Kefu when he was talking about who he was tipping. Now thinking, actually, you know, you didn't mention a Waratahs team. I wouldn't mind a Tars jersey. That looked pretty cool.
Oh, that was like when he wore his Tars. Remember when he lost the bet and he wore the Tars jersey for Origin? That's, yeah, I'm on that. I love that.
So let's start with rugby union, yep. Sammy. Who you got?
Okay, I am going to go the rugby union. Do I go the game of the round or Reds Moana? Oh man, it's such a tough competition. Do I go the easy one? Not easy, I shouldn't say easy. I'm not going to say that out loud.
I know who you're going to pick then.
who do the Brumbies have this week?
The Brumbies have
the Force. I'm going to go the Brumbies. I'm
going
to take
the Brumbies.
Yeah, I'm going to the Brumbies.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Were you going to say the easy one, Canes beat the draw?
No.
I'm going to take the Canes this week in New Zealand. So that's our rugby union choice. And next week, I'm calling it early. We have the Sharks playing the Panthers or the Raiders playing the Warriors.
Oh.
I'm going to go up the Waz.
You're going to do the Waz.
Round one, up the Waz.
So who's the other one? The Panthers and Sharkies?
Panthers and Sharkies.
Oh, who's had more game time? I'm going to go the upset.
You're going Sharks?
I think so. I'm just,
or Raiders.
Or do you think the Panthers have learned from all their other round one games? You know how they've got off to when they've had the club challenge and they keep losing to St. Helens round one?
That is a big call. They always lose that
first round because they come back late.
They even lost the round one game 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, like they always come back. Like they're not about the start of the season, but is it because it's Vegas? Do they put more emphasis
new
on?
New players as well.
New players?
Yeah,
are they fizzing?
They've lost Jerome Luai, Sonia Turuva. So they've actually got Blaise Talangi, Isaiah Papali'i, new recruits.
Okay.
Sharkies.
I'm going Sharkies. I'm going the Sharkies.
Up Cronulla.
Because I'll save the Panthers for later on in the year. So... There we go.
I enjoyed that
what
show.
What a time to be alive. I love Nijin Footy Fridays. But that is our time up for this week. Remember, you can listen back to our Monday and Friday shows now. Just search for Nijin Footy wherever you get your podcasts.
Ka kite, and we'll see you on Monday. This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.